Simin Nun Hei, Siv Zayin. Now, to understand what Siv Zayin is speaking about, so theoretically it's a continuation of Siv Vov, but it's a different Shaila. Now, so let's just see Siv Vov, Nun Hei Siv Vov for 1 minute. Vim Hischil Echad Me'asore Lispalo Levadoi. That means we're speaking about we have a minion. They're ending Psuki de Zimra. They said Yishtabach. And now they want to say Kaddish. And before they say Kaddish, Im Hischel Echad Me'asore Lispalo, there's someone that cannot stay for the davening. So he started davening Shemayna Esrei. And they want to say Kaddish. De'ena Yochelanes Imohem. And he can't answer on their Kaddish because he just started Shemayna Esrei. So in Sif Vov, we learn that we have such a scenario. You have a minion that's up to saying Kaddish. One person started davening Shemayna Esrei. So in Sif Vov, we had a Shaila. Can this person who is now davening Shemayna Esrei and cannot be an oyne on the Kaddish, can he be mitztaref to the minyan? That was in Sivov. And in Sivov we said mitztaref imon. So even though he cannot be an oyne, but he's mitztaref kol beyasore shchinte sharye, he could be mitztaref. That's Sivov. Siv Zayin. Now, Kshe'echot Mispalo Levadi, we have the same scenario. We have that this one person was davening Shemayna Esrei, and we are up to saying Kaddish. Is Nochain, and this is irrelevant, we have him in you without him. Nochain, so now he's in the middle of davening Shemayna Esrei, and we're about to say Kaddish. And there's a minyan without him. So nochain shacherim yamtinu miloima kaddish. So it is preferable that the people who are now up to kaddish, they should wait till he'll finish Shemayna Esrei. At sheyigmer kdei sheyiske gam hu. That means now we are speaking about a proper anhogit. There's 20 people there. There was one person there to start davening Shemayna Esrei. And we are up to the Kaddish. So Memele, so what should we do? So we don't have to wait for him, but it would be proper to wait to be mizakeh him that he should be able to enter the Kaddish. Kedei sheyizkeh gam hu. What? We're speaking about Kaddish after Yishtabach. And he davened already Shemayna Esrei. He has to leave. So now he's in the middle of Shemayna Esrei, and we're up to saying we finish Yishtabach. Should we wait 3 minutes, and maybe we'll mezaken with an Amen, Amen Yeshmei Rabbe. So he said that would be a proper thing to do. So now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Nochain, it's proper. We have a minion without him. We don't need him for our Kaddish, but would be proper to wait for him. Now, so there is the Dirshu brings down the Shulchan Aruch Harav. In Shulchan Aruch Harav, it says something very interesting. There in Simen Kuf Chav Dalet, it says that if a person, the Tzibur finished Shemayna Esrei, and there are people who are still marich b'Shemayna Esrei. Should I wait for them, or shouldn't I wait for them? Now, here we have the same Shaila. That means if I wait for them, Mayurdik, I'm Mizake these people with the Kedusha, with the Chazoras Hashat. Leidach Gisid is a Tichah de Tzibure. That means the Tzibur finished davening Shemayna Esrei already, And we have a minyan, and there's people who are mazich. There it says you shouldn't wait for them. So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, how do we understand these two halachas? By us it says, he daven Shemoneh Esrei Samazai, he's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei now, we're after Kaddish, would be proper to wait for him. What's with Tircha de Tzibur? I'm just telling you, it's proper to wait for him. That's what it says by us. And there it says, if you had a tzibur that was davening Shemoneh Esrei, and the tzibur finished and there was few people that are marich, you start davening Shemoneh Esrei, and you don't have to wait for them. So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, Amir Dike Yesod. He says, there is, if a person is marich betvile, God the Piskei Tshuvas brings down, he explains it perhaps with a murdika clarity. There are three types of people who daven Shemoneh Esrei. Three types. We'll categorize them in a category. One of them is Mamayr Bitzila. They go very quickly. They're over and done with. That's one type of a mispalo. There's a second type of a mispalo who says mila b'mila. He says each word. He's not speeding. He says mila b'mila. There's a third person who's marich b'tfila. These are three sugim. I mean, he's saying more than mila b'mila. That's his marich b'tfila. Mila b'mila shma keleinu. What? There's three types of davening. So three types of davening. I'll compare them. There's a mamayer. Agavulcha de Piskei Tshuvas brings down a normal time. A tefillah belacha should take is between 9 and 11 minutes. That's mila b'mila. 9 and 11. That's called mila b'mila. If you do it in 5 minutes, you took a racing course. And about Kaponim, that's a normal time. But there's a person that's going to daven 15 minutes. So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says as follows. If he wants to be marich b'tfilah, b'chol ha-kovet, but then you take into consideration the Tircha de Tzibur. Then the Tircha de Tzibur is not mechuyev to wait for him because he's marich b'tfilah. If he's davening, we're speaking about a person that's davening mila b'mila, so then it would be proper to wait for him. That means he's davening properly. You're up to Yishtabach, he's up to Shemoneh Esrei, but he's davening properly. Then there's a din nochein to wait for him. That's how Kapon Ratzel Shulchan Aruch HaRav says pshat. Agav Uche, let me just perhaps deviate 1 minute. There's a posik in Mishlei. I think the lotion of the posik is Otz Beraglayim Chayte. I think there's a posik in Mishlei. That's the lotion. So the posik means Otz means he's hurrying Beraglayim with his feet. Chayte, he's missing. He's missing something. So the Goyin says Pshat in this posik as follows, which is Moiridik Kedai to know. He says, in Zohar HaKodesh it says, that if a person wants to get someplace, he wants to accomplish something, how does he get there? Through tefillah. Tefillah, that is the raglayim of the person. That is why the Rashba says, when we daven, we hold our feet together. Because we're realizing we want to get someplace, it's not with our feet, it's with the tefillah. So we hold the feet together, and the tefillah will get us where we want to get. Otz beraglayim, if a person is running with his feet, he's running up, this means with the tefillah, chayte, he's missing a lot. He won't get anywhere quick. He's getting there quick, okay? But where he's getting is, he's missing a lot. So al kaponim, this is the hagdore of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. So here we say that it would be proper if this person is davening mila b'mila, so be proper to wait for him. Acha Yigmer. Who didn't be Yoshin Tzorich Lakitza? If a person is sleeping, it would be proper to wake him up. So he could chaparayim, hear Kaddish. Vim loy rotza lamoid, if I want to wake him up and he's not interested in waking up, ain't Tzorich Lahamti, you have to wait. L'das ha-Shulchan Aruch, u'mitzav, and according to the Shulchan Aruch, we learned yesterday, a Yoshin is mitzarif, av yeshchel ki mizach mashkusav te misivkot n'lamed dalet. Kedei sheyizke, that we should be mizakehim, v'davkim yeshoshus bayoyim lispal. That means, we're up to yeshtabach, hidam and shwenes already. And so it matters how close we are up to the Seib's Mantvilev. That means if we're going to wait for him and we'll be Mizake him with Amen Yehish Mirabah, we might lose out as Mantvilev. Then there's even no such thing to be Mizake him with the Amen of Kaddish, and by doing this, we will pass as Mantvilev. Okay. Now, Seif Ches. Nun hei sivches. Cheresh amedaber, cheresh amedaber ve'enei shemei. A person who is deaf and he speaks but he can't hear. Oy shemeya ve'enei medaber. Ein kepikchen u'mitztarfen. So that means we're speaking about Who is Mitzurif to a minyan? So if a person cannot hear, he's deaf, but he can speak, or if he can hear and he can't speak, so that person is a din of a pikeach, and he's mashum a minyan. Haren kepikchen a mitzalfen. If a person cannot hear and not speak, so he has no means of communication with the outside world, he's like, he's not called a bar das, and then he can't be mitzaref. And God, the Biralocha brings down something very interesting, that even though when he was born, he was able to hear and speak, and later it came about that he lost his capabilities of communication. He can hear and he can speak. He also is a din of a shaytan. That means that by losing the means of communication, now it doesn't have a chshivas of about that. Okay, now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Cheresh amedaber. V'das atas, so the Machaber says he's mitzurif to the minyan. V'das atas lekamon b'simen kufchav dalet sivkot beis she mitzalfin l'minyan mishenei shemeya af agav shehu medaber shlo yeida lanu isomen al habloches shimavorech at shliach tzibur. Achein harbay maskimim im tzak ha-shulchan oruch. Now, this Mishnah Berurah, I had tremendous problems with the Mishnah Berurah, till I found that the Mishnah Berurah L'chaire is mixing up two distinct halachas. Now, let's go what we are learning and what the Mishnah Berurah brings down at us. We are learning, we're speaking about, we're up to the Kaddish after Yishtabach. I have a person who's deaf. So they're going to be, we're saying Kaddish, one person, four people that are deaf. We're saying, I'm saying Kaddish. There will not be 10 oinim. There won't be 10 oinim to say, Amen, Amen, Yesh Merabah, because he doesn't hear. Fine. There is no one that holds that there's a problem in the Kaddish if there's no Oinim. That means by Kaddish, there's a different diktashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael. You need, for an order, a double shepikdusha has to be said when there are 10 b'nei Yisrael there. So, I'm saying Kaddish. I don't have the Oinim to answer the Kaddish. I don't have the Oinim. There's no din that the Oinim. We hear the person is davening Shemin Esre. We learned yesterday. You can have four people davening. You don't have oinim, But there's no halacha by Kaddish, you have to have oinim, you have to have 10 people there. That's the din by Kaddish. In Simeon Kuv Chav Dalet, in Simeon Kuv Chav Dalet, there's a Mordechai Simeon there. In Kuv Chav Dalet, there's a rosh that says, if the have the shatz is davening Shemayna Esrei, and you don't have people which are listening to his brachas, they're doing something else. So it's like a bracha levatola. Now let us just understand for 1 minute what the Machaber say. There was a takone. Let us go back to Bizman Chazal. Bizman Chazal, there were two types of people. There were people who knew how to daven by heart before Siddurim were invented. There were people who knew how to daven by heart, and there were people that didn't know how to daven by heart. Now, these people who did not know how to daven by heart, so how were they capable of davening Shemayna Esrei? So Chazal were Mesakin Chazores HaShatz. Chazores HaShatz means those who knew how to daven, daven, and those who didn't know how to daven, so they made a takone, the Shatz will daven again Shemayna Esrei, and there'll be mighty the Eine Bekim, those who don't know how to daven, he's davening for them, Shemay Nasi. That was the takona of Chazores HaShatz. I don't think so. If Lashon HaKodesh is not. Tfilah, you don't have to understand, but Tfilah you don't have to understand. What? This is a machlokes. If the halach of Shemaya ka'ine, you need to understand. If Shemaya means I hear or I understand. But Al Kaponim, he says, Omen, it's a zicha because, l'chayra. So Al Kaponim is a zoi. So Bizman Chazal, we had the shas that happened over a second time, Shemay Nesra, to be moitzi the eini bekeh. Now, afterwards, when Achshe Dora, now everyone knows how to daven, Af Al Pikein, the takone of Chazores HaShatz did not become bottle. We still have this takone of Chazores HaShatz, and the purpose of this Chazores, Al Kaponim, the tzure of Chazores HaShatz has to be that he is saying Shemayna Esrei to be mighty the oilam. I may daven already in Tila Balachas, but that was the takone. He's davening against Shemayna Esrei to be mighty the oilam. Now, if when he is davening Chazores HaShatz, and everyone is doing anything and everything besides listening to the shots, this one is looking in a safer, this one is looking around, this one is talking. So this person, the shots, is davening broches, yud ches broches, The whole takone of Chazores HaShatz was to say, and they should be mechavan to be yaitzim. I don't need it now because they daven. But that was a takone. The takone didn't become bottle. So the shatz is to daven over again. He's saying 19 broches for the that we should duplicate the Chazores HaShatz bisman chazal, and in order that we can duplicate this, so the yaitzim a minion that's listening to what he said, and if not. So it's a bracha levatola. It's a bracha levatola for the shatz. A gavucha is a merdeka tshuva of Rav Moshe, which I just saw today. Rav Moshe says that's one thing. A bracha levatola. He says, but let's say you have 10 people. So all 10 people have to listen. That's one thing. He says, but we had a halacha. What happens if 4 went out? He can continue davening. Let's say when he started, Baruch Ato Hashem, they were all listening. And then, so he started davening. Now, these 4 people became us meet them. Instead of going out, they started learning in a sefer or something else. So Rav Moshe says, know what these 4 people, so that's, we had the 4 people go out, you can daven Shemina Esrei, continued davening, but and then Oizve Yashem Yichlu. They left, there was a minion listening to Chazores HaShatz, they went out, So by opening up yourself, you have this klal on that, Oizvi Hashem Yichlo. Someone asked me, you have to learn in the middle of the Da'af. He told them, if you have 10 people, there's another, if you have 10 people listening, it's another parsha, but they might learn from you. But if you don't have 10 people listening, that's Oizvi Hashem Yichlo. Al Kopone, Zok Tetaz. Zok Tetaz, what if you have 4 Haroshim? I have a minion, and the 4 of them can't hear. So the Taz says, over there in Siman Kuf Chav Dalet, just like the din is, if I'm not concentrating, and he's davening Shemayna Esrei, so it's a bracha lebatola, because you don't have a minion listening, so if they can't hear, so it's also a bracha lebatola. So the Taz is speaking about Shemayna Esrei. And that's in Siman Kuf Chav Dalet. We are speaking about Kaddish. So, and the Shulchan Aruch Harav says distinctly that there were 2 separate parshas. We said you can have 4 Haroshim, and they're not answering by Kaddish, so they're not answering. But Al Koponim, we can say Kaddish. The Aniyah of Kaddish is not Ma'akiv. So here we said a cherish could be, here we said a cherish could be mitzvah. That's what the Mechaber said here. The Taz and Simin Kuv Chav Dalet says that by Shemina Esrei, if you can have charoshim, you don't have 10 people listening, they can be mitzvah to make a chazoros hashas. It's a baruch lebatola. That's the Taz. So the 2 different things. He's talking about Shemina Esrei, and we're talking about Kaddish. The Mishnah Berurah is very interesting why he brought in the Taz over here. And he, listen, the Lashon Mishnah Berurah is very interesting. The Taz, Cheresh HaMedaber, so we're speaking about Kaddish, we could be Mitzvah, we could take a Cheresh, Charoshim, we could have a minion of Charoshim, and you can say Kaddish, because Nani is not Na'akev. The Taz, HaTaz, Lekamon, Besemin, Kuf Chav Dalet, Seed cotton base, aim it staff and the minion. So he says what he's talking about. Mishane Shemeya Havagav Shumedab, Shloyei Telanis Omen, Allah Brochish Mevoch, Ashmir Tsibo. He won't answer Omen on the Brochis. So the Brochis all about all. So that when he brings the Taz over here, the Taz is talking about you have to answer the Brochis. So it'll also be a Brochis about all. I mean, to bring this over here. Okay, now they maskimim im sake shulchan aruch, and so we say in zamakim linyan tzibur. I mean, the Taz also, so the shulchan aruch Rav says the Taz and us are 2 different things. We're speaking about aniyah, and the Taz is speaking about shemein esrei. Now, but amura dikizach, vimhu mechaven habroches. Now, this cheresh, if he's mechaven habroches, shiroye sheoinen oineimo. Now we have a cheresh over it. Now we'll talk about the case of the Taz. We have in the case of the Taz, we have 4 charshim, let's say, in the minyan, and he's davening chazoros hashas. Now you have a cheresh over there that doesn't understand one word. He doesn't know where the shas is up to. But he looks at the people around and he sees he's holding Kaisben, Baruch Hashem Vagn Avrom, so he sees they're answering Amen. So he figures out, and now after Vagn Avrom, he also answers Amen. So he's answering Amen and Birchas Vagn Avrom, not hearing the Broche, but being aware that the bracha of Magen Avraham is being said, and he's answering Amen on that bracha. Zot the Mishnah Berurah. Imu mechaven ha-brachis, he's holding cheshbon in the brachis, uchshero yesha'ein, and he sees everyone are moving them lips and saying, Amen, ein imon. Dum yedanofas hasudum v'saknashis al-Alexandria, shameivim b'shav shemesayin shulim tzivisayv ha-brachah v'ein imon. Mitzkarev lekulei alma, so there it will also be good. That means like this: the Gemara says in Alexandria there was a tremendous shul, and it was impossible the people in the back of the shul should hear the brachas. So they didn't know. So there was people in the front that had flags, And when they're up to Bog and Avram, so they started down, so we know it's up to Bog and Avram, and everyone answered Amen. So we see from over there, it's not called an Amen Yisayma. I know what I'm answering Amen on. So if I'm answering Amen, and I know which Baruch I'm answering Amen, no problem. So Memele, so the Mishnah Berurah says, in such a case, if the Cheresh will know on what he's answering, even though he doesn't hear the Baruch, that's called he's answering the Baruch of the Shatz, and that'll be good according to everyone. So then you can't answer Amen. Then you can't answer Amen. That's right.
You might not be considered part of the religion.
Oh, so if you need 10 to hear the bracha and you're part of the 10, then you have a problem. If there are 10 that hear the bracha, so then...
It should get everybody together.
Okay, no, that would be good. But if you have 10 that hear the bracha, that would be gewaldig. Now, the Dirisha brings down a shayla, which perhaps, there's a machlokes, the Chazaynish, and I saw Rav Moshe seems to hold like the Chazaynish, and Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach speaks about a cheresh that has a hearing aid. He is the Mogen Avraham. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says he does not hear the shots. He hears a coil that was created through the dibur of the shots. He knows what the shots are saying, but he didn't hear the shots. Zot Rav Shlomo Zalman. So if it's Negeya, our case, that we need a Shemaina Esrei, that we should have 10 people that know on what they're answering the brachas. So he said a hearing aid is not worse than a flag. If a flag is good, so a hearing aid is ichah good. That means I don't hear the shots. I hear something else, a new coil that was created. So, but a kaponim, I could answer amen on that, and it's called yehav asaray. That's what Rav Shlomo Zalman says. The Chazayni says, even though naniach that the coil that the cheresh hears is not the coil of the shatz, I don't hear his coil. But when he's talking, I hear what he's saying. So halachically, that's called his coil. Halachically, that's called his coil. That's what Chazani says. And Rav Moshe also says it's in the Tshuva in Chelek Beis. Rav Moshe speaks about to be Yaitza Havdol, a woman is in the, a person is in the hospital, and he wants to hear Havdolah and to say Havdolah over a telephone. So Rav Moshe says, could be your Yaitza, and if that's the only Yaitza, you should see her do it. And he says, could be me Iker Adin, Mikra Megillah, you also could be Yaitza, with a telephone, with a microphone. It's a double chodosh, he wouldn't say, go a hechsher on it to do it, but if someone does it, he wouldn't say that he's a shaggit. I mean, it could be, this I'm okay. And Rav Moshe also mentions this for him. He says, when a person speaks, do you really hear his coil? There are sound waves that somehow come to the ear. Not somehow you hear what he's saying. But it could very well be that the normal life of hearing is also like a hearing aid. Al Kaponim, this is, but Al Kaponim with a hearing aid, I feel according to the Taz, the Kedav and Shemaneska, Lechov Adayis, a hearing aid, microphone, could be, yeah, Islam is a microphone. Okay. What? Yeah.
It's also on
Shabbos. Yeah, it's also on Shabbos. Shabbos, it's also. What a microphone is also, a hearing aid is not a parsha, but a hearing aid, there are others that are mekilim on Shabbos.
Yeah.
You can wear a hearing aid on Shabbos, yeah. Yeah, okay. But now let's go further. Lo'ilu mukotun, siftes, atche yovi, shtei saris. אחר שיהיה בין יוד גימו וימי אחד. That means a person has a din of a cotton beard when he molests this halacha, that in order to make him a gadol, there are two factors which are necessary. Number one, he's 13 years old. And number two, he was maybe shtei saris. Ushnasa ibul, and if you have ashtona mu'uberes, there's two adults, is Bas Yud Gimel Chodesh, that in order for him to be 13 years, that means that this, so the Shnas Ebo, let's say he was born Rosh Chodesh Nisim, and the year before his 13 months, I will not say that he became Bar Mitzvah on the base, because 12 months passed. No, you have to have the 13 years have to pass. He started the 14th year, and the 13th year, which is a Shnas Ha'ibul, will only pass after the 13 months pass. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Shtei Saris. On the Kaimon, where the Shtei Saris should be, Vishir, Gadlusan, how long they have to be, the Lua Bevan, the Hesabas, and the Kufna, and the Sif Yitzayin, Beatres. Acher Shiyah. Now what is Pshat in this combination? We need Shonim V'Simonim. Zot the Mishnah Berurah sheken kimlu Chazal. Chazal eva Kabbalah haloche leMoshe miSinai shloyekore hazocha ish. Hazocha is not considered an ish. At sheish we need two factors. At sheish mulula ish lemulula yudgimul shonim. 13 years passed. V'yavi gam shtei saris, and it grew by him two saris. V'hu Miklal kol ashiyurim shekiblu chazal halacha lemoshe miSinai. That means shiyurim halacha lemoshe miSinai. That means achila bekezayis. So that's halacha lemoshe miSinai. Achila bekezayis. That's called an achila. Less than that is a chotzishir. But you need these two things. Vonam kaim alon. Kivin shegiu lechlal shonim. If he's 13 years old. Chazoka, I can assume she'evi shtei saris, without being boidik, if he has the shtei saris, I can assume that he has shtei saris. I can assume that happened. We have mentioned once before that how it works normally that means like this, there's a certain shear to the saris, they have to be a certain length. So normally, let's say for practical purpose, they have to be an inch. The length of each side has to be an inch. So normally, if an inch grew before it became bar mitzvah, so that is not a siman of godless. So the side grew before godless. But normally, 9/10 of an inch grows before the bar mitzvah. When he becomes bar mitzvah, a tenth grows. That's the normal procedure. So when he becomes a gadol, he acquires the shear of shtei saris, and he's a gadol. That's normal. So therefore, we assume that this happens, since this happens by most people. So he says like this, L'chein, therefore, afilu iman urem she'elem shtei saris, he doesn't have shtei saris, kaishinin she'moho yulem ala shenoshu. So I'm afraid, maybe, if now we see he doesn't have any saris, maybe they fell out. She'ken derech saris alolu l'inshel, the saris could be were there, and they fell. Pomei machmas kechishus, pomei machmas shamnunis, the different reasons physically why they fell out. So that's I assume that Mustama he brought Saras. I don't rely on this. I say, maybe he brought Shtei Saras. So if it's only a maybe, was mentioned yesterday, there's a Mir Tamotri that don't bring the Shtei Saras. That means there's a 30%. A fraction of the 13-year-olds which do not bring the saris right away. So they gave it a din of a suffix. L'chein azlin entamid l'chumra b'chodav l'shumid araiseh. So whatever is a deraisa, so we say like this, so if it's a deraisa, some chayish maybe didn't bring shteis aleph. So therefore, Bar Mitzvah Bocher cannot be moitzi someone with kiddush deraisa, because maybe he's still a cotton, and they're chayim in a toilet. Or Bar Mitzvah Bocher will want to learn parsha zocher, which is a deraisa, so he can't do that, because maybe he's still a cotton. When it comes to the raises, or about Mitzvah Bocher wants to blow shofar for a godel. So all these things, we say something to Raisa Lechumre, and we will not rely on his kiddush, on his kiyas, because, on his kriya parsha zocher, because it's a suffix, maybe he's not, he didn't bring shteis aleph. But the Rabbanan lekula bo, but the whole shayla is only at the Rabbanan. At the Rabbanan, he wants to daven, so that means, so they bring down, let's say, that's why the minig is that you machabit, the bar mitzvah bocha, when, after the night of the bar mitzvah, the machabit him to bench Zimun. So, since most Poiskim hold Zimun is at the Rabbona, so we'll be mechavetim with Zimun. Nevorech is there's a concept of Zimun, that the Nevorech, so we will mechavetim to bench for Zimun, that he should be the Mezamen, or Davin Meirev, because these are the Rabbonans, and at the Rabbonans we are so much on Chazok and the Rabbon. But the Rabbona, Lekuvan, Lekambis, and Mekuv Tzadik, says, okay, my well, okay. Ben Yud Gimel Shabbat. Now, how do we know how old he is? V'oviv mehemon alzeh v'loi ish achel. This is Kain Isa B'gdushin Samach Dawud Omer Dawud B'teishtu Masru Nehmon. And Teishtu seems to say a murder kesvoro, a father is normally medagdik, so he would remember accurately when his birthday was when he was born, so he could say he's 13 years old. They gave him the monastery of father, not to anyone else. The mace of it, what if his father died? The Eino Yedeya, and the Bar Mitzvah Boch, Zichah doesn't remember when he was born. Eino Sainasa Ben Yed Gimel Shona. So now we have a problem. We have a big problem. His father died. He doesn't know how old he is. What? Chenish. The mother's not Nemon. L'chay radinu hu demikivin shahim ishtay saris chayim lizor b'mitzvah satire kedin shagodu b'desveike diraisu b'ayim. So it means like this. So now if he brought shtay saris, I don't know if I'm 13 or 12 and a half. I don't know what I am. I don't know how old I am. So it's a suffix diraisu. Maybe I'm 13. Maybe I'm not 13. So something that I said. So Sheva Talevi says, so when do you make a bar mitzvah suda? So he says, you make the bar mitzvah suda the minute he's chayv to do mitzvahs. That means, I'll suffix the raisa, now I'm a chayv to do mitzvahs, because maybe I'm a godo. Make a suda ready, because I'm a chayv to do mitzvahs myself. So that's the deal. You're inviting them to your house.
Yeah.
So that shouldn't be a problem. They should come to you, shouldn't be a problem. No. If you go to them, it's a problem. But they come to you, it's no problem.